If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a story from Jelly Roll. And he decided to surprise a fan, a deserving fan, according to this story, with a free car.
Damn. Damn, Roll.
At a show in Canada last weekend.
Boo!
All right.
I'm an American fan, Jelly.
There we go.
Jason? I mean, what are we talking about? Like Price is Right style where you got to go pick it out at your dealership, or he's going to go with you to make sure you don't get like a Cybertruck or a Lamborghini?
Or does he just give you like a check toward you buying a car?
That's what I'm thinking. Or his car. He probably got like a Prius or something. He let you.
Sure, drive. I'm sure he drives a Prius.
I don't even know. It doesn't.
I bet he's got to sit in the back seat to drive.
He's down, what, 125, I think?
Yeah.
Still big. I mean, he was, what, over 500,
right?
He's
probably losing a whole person, fat boy.
Yeah, but he was over 500 pounds. I ain't that fat.
I didn't say that.
But
he needed two for his health as well. And, you know, good for him. He's going to be running in a 5K.
You almost said a 401k.
I know.
Somebody did that over the weekend.
What, ran into 401k?
What other talk? Oh, I was talking about 4K to 5K because I saw a sign that says sign up now for 4K to 5K. Talking about kids. Somebody thought I was talking about a marathon.
I would run against some 5K kids.
Oh, yeah.
I would do that. They'd still beat me, though.
Well, they get distracted, and you can just kick them.
That's true. I'd involve, like, I'd have Blippi come out and SpongeBob and others to pull them off the track.
Blippi.
Fat boy offering free candy to kids, things such as.
Well, if you got Blimpy, I'm going to be there for sure.
Blippi, not Blimpy. Blippi don't make subs.
He should have a shirt that says that. Blippi don't make subs.
Blippi don't eat subs. Louie might, though.
Well, back to the story. Louie? Her name is Michelle Bozzano. Mm. And she, 5 years ago, she was hooked on meth and living on the streets. But turned her life around. And now she works to help others. So,
if anybody has one of the old "Get Hooked on Fish and Not on Drugs" T-shirts, I'd love to have one of those shirts. They never had them when I was younger. I mean, they had them, but not in my size. Is what I'm trying to say. And they didn't care about the fat kids on drugs. They really didn't. You could. No. I wanted the Dare shirt with the what was it? A cat. Toward the end of the Dare thing, they had a cat. That was like, or a lion or something.
I remember the black one that just said Dare.
The Dare line or something. I was like, I want one of those. Yeah, we only have large. I'm like, why are you going after the people that's clearly already on drugs?
He's already grown out of large. If you did drugs, ironically, you'd fit in the shirt.
I know. That's what I should have done.
Well, Michelle, she was out volunteering at a homeless encampment on her day off last week. So that's a nice thing to do last weekend. And saw a guy with no shoes on. So she gave him a pair of shoes and some fresh socks, which is a nice thing to do. And it turned out that he wasn't really homeless.
Ha-ha! Uh-huh.
He was an influencer.
Oh, no. Are people
MD
pretending
motivator.
To be that?
Yeah, they do
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
He told her who he was and rewarded her with a VIP ticket to the Jelly Roll show.
Oh, good. Look, now that dude's getting off on Jelly Roll, using Jelly Roll to get over. I hate this crap.
You can tell he's thinner.
Sorry. So it wasn't.
No, I don't hate you.
It wasn't a brand new car. It was technically a car with low
I'm trying to see what she's about as big as he is, man. But you can tell he lost weight. I can't tell what the car is because they're standing in front of it.
It's a used car with low miles.
Oh, Lord.
It's some sort of silver car, like a. Ooh, it's not an SUV. Car. It's like a little compact car.
What he drives himself. Like, I'm not. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he's huge. Like, can he get behind the wheel of
he's
a regular car?
He's not that
car?
Big anymore.
Well, I mean.
He's good size still because he's a tall man, right? I never met him.
He's probably about 6 foot, I think. I think he's about Big's height.
He might be taller now since he lost some weight, but.
You know what? My posture's been better. Like, no crap. And I was like, what sense does that make? And I was like, it makes perfect sense. Your gut's pulling you over.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's like I make a point to try to sit back.
Or something else.
Put my head at, come down here and get me. I'm like, I'm not taking them ribs out for that reason only. I'd never leave the house, Paige.
No.
Yeah, there's a whole video, and I'm trying to figure out, like, when the car comes into play. Because, yeah, it's just.
Oh, it's a Hyundai, I think, by the look of the, looking at this other picture.
I mean, it's a
nice.
Good.
It's a nice little car.
Yeah, I mean.
Good for her.
Yeah, good gesture for sure.
It says that, this according to the internet, so who knows. Or tasteofcountry.com. Says that Jelly Roll owns many cars. His favorite's a 64 Lincoln Continental.
Okay.
So he's going like
old school.
Was that the car they drove on Medellin? What was that show? Aquaman.
Entourage?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look that. I'm not good with cars.
Are they the ones with the wing back on there?
I don't remember. It's like a gangster car.
It's a
badass car.
Chad, you mean he's
Chad?
He's gonna lose too much weight, and I ain't gonna like him anymore.
Why?
That is just jealousy.
That's what happens. That's exactly. Oh no, you know who else drove a 64 Lincoln Continental? The old man on Pawn Stars.
Oh, did the black one he had?
Yeah.
Rick, watch the car, Rick.
He might have bought it from Chum Lee or something. Who knows?
Oh, they're blindfolding her like Jelly Roll's walking her to the car.
That's nice. I think.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Give anything to anybody's nice.
I mean, I'd take a free car, damn.
Okay, so it's not the wing back, but it's kind of like sleek and flat. I like it.
Yeah, it's just like a
flat,
big hog of a car.
Really pretty.
Big hog.
I would drive
that. Fat Boys Privates for a car.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally drive that.
Yeah. You'd be missing a back window if you did, but you drive it.
Well, because people hate me.
You put that one in the
Knock out
one.
My back windows. Well, you know, people that sing have to train a lot. They have to; their voices are important
Evidently.
To them. They have to train their voices. Well, Jessica Simpson does something very strange to preserve her vocal cords.
She still sings good, too. I saw her on something the other night, some kind of country songwriter or something or another. She's still good, though.
You know my favorite Jessica Simpson is when she blows up. And she's big, like thick.
When she was drinking?
Oh, whatever
she
happened.
Was real pregnant.
That might have been it too, but she
hopefully
was real,
not at the same time.
Real curvy.
What does she do to keep her throat
she
good?
Decided to soothe her throat and keep it her vocal cords in tip top shape.
Mm-hmm.
She drinks a Chinese herb cocktail.
Ah.
And this was recommended by her vocal coach. She didn't go like online.
Who is it? David Draymond?
He goes, what should I be drinking?
Can't talk to you today.
I can't do an interview. I've got to save my voice for the concert.
But come on.
Talk to, I interviewed the guitarist from Disturbed. I had no questions prepared for him.
So not only do you have to do your scales to sing and all that, you know, she also you have to drink goop, according to this.
What? Goop? The stuff
No. This is something that she discovered. That she Googled it and discovered what it really was, that she was drinking snake sperm.
Oh, yeah. But it hasn't
stopped her from using it. She posted it on Instagram. She did a little video, and she's been drinking it straight from the bottle. And she says, if you want good vocals, you got to do this. You got to drink snake sperm.
That's gay.
But I want to know who is extracting this sperm from a snake. And specifically,
poor snake ladies.
That's terrible. Like, these poor snakes are tortured and
Yeah. Is it the bigger lesson here? Like,
it's called snake baiting, Paige.
That stuff,
it's bad,
has been scientifically proven to help your throat.
Are you serious?
According to this.
No. Oh, according to this. So keep that in mind, ladies. I thought you'd heard it before.
Have an open mind.
I just want to know who comes up with this idea. Like, hey, I'm going to give you this cup of this, and let's see what it helps on your body.
I'm 20% Cherokee, 10%
I bet if you
Cobra.
Drink, I bet if you drink that it would make you
sing. Why are you
sing
doing
better.
That?
I don't know what she said.
She's,
should I ask?
Sperm.
She's okay. Scared to say it.
She already did the hand motion.
I guess if you drink that. Well, I mean, how do you get that from a snake?
Well, you know how they get it from a snake.
No, I don't know how they get it from
a snake. I'm going to look that up, actually. I would like to see what that process looks like.
Because that is just sick, in my opinion.
So, well, so you're how saying would I even Google people that? Who do that for a job are sick people?
No.
Yeah, you did. There's some people that right now, under extreme conditions, are having to rifle off a snake. And you know why they're doing
yeah,
it? So they can have food
job.
For their family.
If that is your main job.
I'm the son of a sperm masturbator of a snake.
Snake.
Hard times,
to.
Baby. When you got to go to work and your arms all arthritis up and you got to sit there and manipulate a snake.
You'll ride your forearms hand. Bigger than the other one.
Catch them in the face every once in a while.
Are they executing the snakes? Are they keeping them alive? I don't know these things.
It seems like demonic though, really, if you break it down. Like
it
you
does.
Know, the devil was like the choir leader of heaven and you know, the serpent and all that stuff. So you know, and then Gene Simmons
God.
With the tongue having what? Hissy fits and things.
This one, can you see this woman sleeping with the snake? She's like all curling it up and it's like some kind of fantasy for her.
Yeah.
She wraps her wrapping her leg around it.
She's like swaddled, like she's
oh, that's weird.
Well,
it makes you wonder what.
And
what
I
she's
read
that
thing
snake.
That says that this woman complained that her snake kept stretching out when she was sleeping with it.
Her.
And the vet said the reason why your snake is stretching out is because your snake is trying to gauge you and eat you one day. It's a next meal because the snake wasn't eating.
You're thinking of the movie Predator.
It might have been.
Maybe.
There ain't a whole lot going on as far as their mating situation. So I don't know how they would get a sample or even know it was like ready to give one.
There's some, right? Isn't there a type of snake that the woman, after she gets done over by the dude, will like kill the man snake?
I don't think it's with snakes.
Yeah,
is it not a snake? Is it a spider?
A Black Widow spider.
Oh, so she killed her old man. Well, then I don't feel sorry for
her. They get impregnated and then they kill
Black murderer snakes, what I call it. Black
murderer. What do you need them for? You got babies. All right, well, I'm paging those your Rice Guys headlines.
Thank you. I'm going to get you some of that for your birthday, fat boy.
What? You better hurry and get it.
Some snake sperm. I'm going to get you some.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you can get it from.
Well, don't get out there and try to do that to a snake because you might get the wrong snake, like a copperhead or something.
Oh. I know. I'd sit there spend getting all these cramps in my forearm and find out
snake.
It's a female snake.
It's hard to tell the difference.
Well, I should have been doing this, like I was scratching a DJ record.
See, how do you
tell? Bean!
I don't think they have... It would be hard for a snake to have like an appendage as a penis.
I think he was just
crawl around on the ground.
I mean, they are like an appendage, I think. Like,
he was just messing with her, right? Like, it's not a snake sperm. Probably just telling her a story.
Like, how would
I
you
have
know?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
Like, what if you find out years down the road there's a Netflix documentary? The doctor who sold snake sperm to musicians turns out. He had no snakes.
Oh, my God.
He himself was filling up those bottles.
A Lifetime movie, Snake Sperm Doctor.
Like that one doctor that was the, what was he, like a, what do you call it, in vitro guy. He quit paying people to donate sperm or sell their sperm. He started filling all the cups himself. He had like 800 kids.
Okay, well, they come.
Yeah, I'm serious.
They come
It's a
from
real thing.
Maybe pythons, ball pythons. I don't know.
Ball pythons, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
If you know how that works, if you ever watched the snake bang, just like let us know.
You know, I've never seen that. But then again, I don't think they do it in the traditional way that we do.
No, I just watched the Gaboon Viper give birth, but not hook up.
What is the, where is it, is everything at the end of the tail?
Yeah.
God.
Like everything was coming, like it was very sick.
It'll take like 3 weeks to take a dump.
And they weren't even eggs. They were like half-formed snakes already, like preemie snakes.
Oh, like turkey turds.
Yeah, real weird looking.
If you listened to the first break of the show, you would get that. All right, we'll take a break. Get your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Morning show.
There's some bass on this, man.
What's good?
Rattling some trunks. That's like bass boosted. It's got some Techmaster PEB on it. Remember him?
It's got a little knock on it.
It's very weird sounding.
Yeah, what is it?
I think it got the bass boosted on it.
My honk is moving.
That sound kind of muffled.
I don't know.
You blew our headphones. I know you're like that. They say Sony on him. It's not the drummer from Hootie and the Blowfish, dude.
No, God, Sony. I haven't caught up with the fish in a while.
Oh, no, you haven't.
We know what Hootie's up to.
What is he up to? I don't know.
Well, he's, you know, like on the country now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what did the Blowfish do?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's up with the fish?
Probably just goth.
I'm going to ask Edwin McCain next time he's in the building.
You should.
Which I imagine would be this week. I'd say, hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, Edwin.
What's up with the fish?
Can I call you Ed? Eddie?
Eddie.
Edwin just seems to, I'm saying this way too much.
You got a new CD on you, buddy?
You were off the air talking about The OJ auction that just ended.
Yeah, it was over this past weekend.
The OJ memorabilia auction. We were talking about, you had the Robert Kardashian Bible, and Kim Kardashian tried to buy it, and they would not sell it to her. They're like, you can enter the auction like everyone else. You gotta, like, I see that. I mean, well, the money's going to creditors, as Fat Boy was telling us, but, you know, this is also like, her dad gave it to OJ. And then OJ dies, and then dad's dead. So why would she get to Indy and take it back? Indy and give it back, or whatever it's called. Armenian taker?
You know, like, I first heard that they denied her because they were saying that she waited too long, too close to the auction, so she would have to bid on it.
Did she even know about it till that documentary came out?
I don't know.
I didn't know about it till then.
And like, I don't know how she found out about it. Maybe that was how.
She's like, where's my dad's Bible at, guys?
But when you further look into it, the guy running the auction said her offer was too low. He said the court fees, legal fees, and auction fees would have matched what her offer was, which is 15 grand. And he said if she would have offered 150, they would have got it approved.
Good God. What'd it go for?
80.
Oh.
It sold. That was the highest selling item of the whole auction. And we're talking about his replica Heisman Trophy. That went for 46.
God. Was it a Trump Bible? Do we know? Or
I don't think it was.
Just a regular old LeBron James version?
But it did have Robert Kardashian on the Bible, like on the front of it.
Oh.
Like, you know how you used to get in gold back in the day?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mine looked like, because, you know, my first name's Philip, but I never went by that. So mine said P. Matthew Harris, and I always thought that was a fun thing. It's like, as long as I don't drink too much water.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was just odd stuff that they had that were going up for auction, like a lot of small stuff too. Autographed picture of Bill Clinton and OJ on the golf course went for, I think, 15 grand.
God.
It says, thanks for a great game, Bill Clinton.
Uh-oh.
Which, there's a turnaround on that, right? There's some meat on that bone, I would imagine.
I don't know. Depends on how, like, Bill Clinton's I think it depends on, if reality becomes reality, meaning like stuff finally gets out there, and because, you know, he's kind of beloved, but I think if the more people find out about him, it would, like, a lot of that would be rescinded.
Plus, where the hell is OJ's other Heisman Trophy? The one he went to prison over when they got out of the OJ had a lot of storage bins, he just didn't know.
Guess
units.
It was returned back to the other guy that's.
Because oddly enough, they gave it to Reggie Bush's mom.
I was about to say, like, that's got to be somewhere, because he had all these units he was hiding assets in.
Oh, yeah.
That he didn't pay for.
I'm sure Ken Golden's got it locked away somewhere.
That's how the guy got the Heisman Trophy, because he ended up bidding on a storage unit that had all of OJ's stuff in it.
Dude, listen to this. I don't remember this name. You may. Do you remember a guy named LaShawn Johnson that was a Heisman Trophy candidate back in 1993, played in the NFL for a short period of time?
Was that when the year Salam won it for Colorado?
Rashawn Salam.
Might
have been. He went to the Bears?
I don't remember that name.
But anyway, LaShawn Johnson, he is now facing some big-time charges. We're talking about two decades he's facing after being caught Charlie running Ward. A dog-fighting kennel.
Oh, God.
Charlie Ward won it. I thought Charlie Ward won it in 92. Anyway.
93.
Yep.
93.
I didn't know people still wanted to watch that crap.
Well, so
that's horrible.
He got convicted of it back in 2004 in Oklahoma. Arrested again a week ago after federal authorities broke up yet another dog fighting kennel, the same exact place. Listen to this. This is so bad. They seized 190 pit bull type dogs.
Cruel.
Type dogs. Which just, I think, means there are probably a lot of...
Like different breeds, I guess.
Breed. Mixed breeds.
Or, yeah, not full breeds, just like a lot of, you know, mismatch or whatever. This is believed to be the largest number of dogs ever seized from a single person in federal dogfighting history.
God almighty.
Bigger than Vic?
That's what it says. Believed to be the biggest one from a single person.
Where do you go to watch this? I don't... How does this happen?
What? I don't know. I'll tell you this. I believe I've said this.
I don't want
this.
To see that.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I read further. He played for Northern Illinois and drafted by the Packers. Went on to play for the Cardinals and the Giants even.
Well, here's the thing. Does he get Vic off the hook, or because he's not a big enough name, people are always going to remember Vic?
No, he...
Because Vic was,
I'm with you.
When you make that much money, you're a football player, you make millions, and you're still doing this, you're a terrible person.
So I'll tell you this. This was 2005. I was invited to a farm type party. And it was like an all day long thing, and it was a Saturday. And as we were like milling about or whatever, I saw something that I had only seen on TV before. And I quickly realized that they had cockfighting. And this was in South Carolina.
Oh, and that is so and cruel I quickly and bloody.
Bopped out of there, man.
I've been the one around that.
Even obviously involved
how,
with the
how
farm.
In the world is that entertaining in a sport to watch people watch two animals just maul each other? Why is that that's so gory and what is that?
I guess people put chickens on a different level because they're eventually, you know, food, and people don't really think of them really as pets per se. Like a dog is a pet, that's a little more rough to watch, but I went to a cockfight around that time.
Yeah. Yo, you went?
Yeah. Like I watched one happen and they look, I mean, they still do them.
It's
still
bloody. Happens. They put spurs on them and stuff.
Some of the guys get hurt just putting the damn things on the chickens.
Oh, yeah. They'll put poison in. Is that good at break music already?
Nah, that's the wrong one. This one is. But we do it.
They put cayenne pepper on their feet and stuff. All this awful, horrible. Awful stuff.
I mean, what's the point?
I tell you, though, like, I mean, it's.
Guys have died that way.
The way you say that, though, I mean,
how is that pleasurable? How do you get enjoyment out of that?
Just the money aspect from the
think about sick. Roman times when they would go watch a dude fight a lion.
I don't know.
Or like midgets fight giants, and that was in the Bible. Well, I don't know. He's a midget or a little person, just a regular sized dude fighting Goliath. But
dogs, I could not watch a dog fight. No. That would be awful.
The chickens.
Well, they. I mean, it's abuse, no matter how you look at it. The dogs, though, like. That right there, even name dropping, that makes it hard for people that own pit bulls. I tell you what, I've known people that have had 5-6 different pit bulls. Yeah. So like
they are
not
considered the nanny dogs. They will take care of a family.
They are freaking
but
it's dogs.
It's how you raise them.
But I go with what Fatboy said though, is that they're both bad, and you know, I got a bunch of chickens. There's one I was at the farm yesterday, got out in the road and I was like, do I go get him, or does he learn his way home, you know?
Oh, he's just, like, standing in the road?
Every once in a while, they can fly up enough to go over the fence. They can just catch him, yeah.
And you obviously went to get him. I wouldn't.
I did.
Say somebody hit him. Yeah. Her, whatever.
It was him.
Hers
are up.
What kind of time frame do you have where you can, you know, that chicken's still good to eat? Or is it good to eat?
I wouldn't eat it. No, I wouldn't eat it. But we had... Yeah. Oh, well, it's mean, but like, remember when the raccoons took 9 of mine? There was one of them that was still there, like hanging on by a feather. No pun intended. And I asked my daughter, you know, I mean, we got to
snap its neck.
Pluck her. We can run this sucker through.
Uh-oh.
Plus, how does.
She made a good point, though. She's like, what if that raccoon had rabies?
Yeah, well, you would cook it out of the meat, right?
No, you cannot.
I don't think you'd. I wouldn't try.
You
would
cook the rabies out.
No, we cook the rabies out. No.
What if, you know, I don't know why deer hunters say that the urine ruins the meat. Like, you got to, if you don't take the bladder out or empty it somehow.
Yeah,
like,
the bile.
Why is it going to ruin the meat, though? Just a little pee.
Because it's got all that bacteria in it.
But you're going to cook it out, right?
No, you're not.
Yeah, but how did people know that way back when, though?
I feel like they didn't know or care.
Why do you devein a shrimp?
I really don't know.
Are you supposed to? You know, I'll tell you something. For years, I didn't know that. And I remember going to restaurants and seeing that black stripe on the back of that damn shrimp.
How do you devein a shrimp?
What is this?
It's like
the same way you'd make chitlins, I think. You just blow in one end real hard.
I don't know how you do that.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Thank you.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. Right, guys, morning show. Did you see the text? Fat boy Jay Gilstrap said happy birthday to you.
Oh, aww, thanks, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
That's really him, too. I cross-referenced a phone number.
That is your dealer for the people.
Your dealer for the people.
Thanks, man.
He's going to give them away. I told him to give you a new car for your birthday.
They're locally owned, man. You can't say that about everybody now.
You know, that is very, very true. I did not realize that. Like, they keep the name. Because it's recognizable. I'm not going to say any of them, but you know, they, oh, that's, they've been there for years. But who owns them now? It's like with, until I did a little teetering around, a little Googling, did not realize that Tinder, Hinge, what's the one you call pieces of fish? So you really call Plenty.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Plenty of fish. I forgot what it really
all
was.
All owned by the same company. All of them. And they're a data collector company.
Yeah, keep off that stuff.
Like 23andMe is getting ready to file bankruptcy, and guess what? Guess what? What are they buying? What is the company that's trying to buy 23andMe? What are they buying?
You're buying all those DNA profiles, samples.
Oh, and all your information.
All of it.
Which automatically goes into the government database, right? The coder or whatever it is.
I guess.
Because I've done one of those DNA tests.
Yeah.
And I get emails all the time. You may have a match. So-and-so.
And that's, you feel like, well, oh, you're just trying to get me to go back on the site.
It's, that's
like
why I didn't do that.
Credit Karma sends you an email. Oh, there's a change in your credit. Was it good or bad? You got to log in to find out. You got to find out.
And you got
to
have the app. What Paige is talking about, it keeps people from, if they're trying to hide, what do you do when you don't want somebody to find you?
Hide.
Hide from somebody. They won't do any of these tests.
I won't do them.
Because you'll pop up.
Because I know who I'm related to, and I know people would be like, hey, I'm your long-lost cousin.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine.
If you got an adoption situation, don't want to find your birth parents.
Yeah.
You know, they won't do these tests.
Because I have Patton and Wrigley in my family, and there's thousands of them.
You never have gum either.
No, I don't.
What's what do you mean by that, Fat Boy? That's intriguing.
Say if somebody's adopted.
Yeah.
They know they're adopted.
Right.
But they don't want to be found by the birth family, the other family. quote unquote real family.
Okay.
They won't do a test because they just don't want to be discovered.
Who was it? Was it Flair that never found out or didn't want to know or something?
Found out later in life, but he always knew, right?
I don't know.
I feel like Flair saves nuggets for each little documentary.
Or he comes up with new ones.
Yeah, new morsels of... Because the orphan train he talked about in his most recent documentary.
Yeah, but that's like...
And being Fred Phillips.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason I even brought that up, here's a big question. Why don't people just get divorced anymore when they get tired of people? Why do they try to kill them? I, for the life of me, I do not understand this. And it's like...
I ask this question every time I watch Dateline.
This is like a Dateline story, dude. I just saw this. So,
every time.
A doctor named Gerhard Koenig. He's 46 years old. K-O-N-I-G? Koenig.
No, that's probably right. This is like the way you pronounced it. Gerhard Koenig.
Koenig. A 46-year-old anesthesiologist. So, I mean, the dude's educated. Was hiking with his wife, Ariel, who is a 36-year-old nuclear engineer.
What?
Yeah, so they go hiking in Oahu, which is sounds like an Indian wrestler, but that's Oahu.
He broke his leg.
Oahu is the coast over in Hawaii. But anyway, they were hiking on this place called Palai Lookout. That's what it looks like to me anyway. Anyway, law enforcement revealed that an argument started when Ariel refused to take a photo with Gerhard, a seemingly small moment that turned deadly. Without warning, Koenig attacked her, allegedly striking her in the head with a rock, and then tried to push her off a 1,000-foot cliff. As she fought back, he then pulled out two syringes, attempting to inject her with an unknown substance. Somehow, she survived. Bleeding and barely conscious, she was left for dead while he fled. 8 hours later, police were searching for him. They finally found him near the highway. As they moved in, he ran, but after a brief chase, they arrested him. They rushed Ariel to the hospital in critical condition with head and facial injuries.
Good God.
I got such a stupid question.
Why not just divorce her if you don't like her that much? Like, what does she have on you? That was from the chair.
I swear it was the chair.
Yeah.
They make it sound like it was just like a sudden just accident, you know, but it feels like very, you know, pre-planned.
Like, he had two syringes, which they never found, allegedly, or they didn't find what the unknown substance was. But, I mean, this woman's educated. Like, she's smart. He pushed her off a 1,000-foot cliff after he hit her in the head with a rock and just assumed she was dead.
He hit her in the head 10 times.
10?
With the rock. 10.
Good God. Was this on Dateline?
No, but there was one similar.
That sounded like such a small child. Was this on Dateline?
And it just seems like when you're in that kind of abuse situation where it escalates that he really, I don't know if he was plotting to get rid of her because there was another woman in his life or something like that.
If you have a major head injury, here's the stupid question. Is this beyond a headache? Like, what are we talking about pain-wise here? Is it so bad that you don't feel it? You know what I mean? Like, you're so doped up that...
Do you know where you are?
A head injury with blood?
Like, when you get hit 10 times with a heavy rock.
You're dead.
She's not. He did. He hit her. I had to look that up. It was 10 times. God, fat boy.
But is she...
I should have handed this over to you.
Like, what kind of condition is she in after 10?
Critical care, a critical condition with head and facial injuries. But it doesn't say, like,
Is she in a coma right now?
No.
Plus, getting hit in the back of the head's worse, right?
I don't understand how they can't say this was premeditated, though. I mean, like, dude.
It's got to be.
Even if you're an anesthesiologist, are you going to walk around with syringes on you just in case?
No. Not anything that would hurt somebody.
No.
That's
Maybe something for like a first aid kit, but who would take that on vacation?
Like, what? He must have loads of money. And I mean, but even then, like, to kill somebody.
They would have figured this out even if she didn't survive. Because the stuff they can tell now, they could tell where she got stuck by the needle.
I know. They're so good at that. Because I was watching this movie the other night. It's with Michael Keaton. It ended up not being that great. And I don't remember what it was called, but it was basically like he was an old hitman that started getting dementia.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it, but I saw the, like...
It was all right. The ending wasn't what I had hoped for, but he starts getting dementia and forgetting how to kill people.
Oh, damn.
Correctly.
Well, good.
Well, I know.
Did he get dementia or did he convert to Christ? That's the question.
The Lord has taken his memory away, how to kill people. It's like, but it was.
Dude, the Dateline, I saw the guy pushed his wife off of a rock. And they figured out she was murdered by the way she landed.
Well, so I was supposed to say about this. He goes in and you know, he's killing a bad guy. He's like a hitman, but for against bad people. Like this guy was trafficking kids.
Oh, like a Dexter type situation.
So he goes into that guy's house and shoots him while he's taking a shower. He doesn't realize he's in. This is gross, but he's in the shower with a 14-year-old girl and shoots her too.
Oh, Jesus!
Then his buddy walks in. He's got dementia. His buddy walks in. The other hitman. He accidentally shoots him because he's losing, you know, his thoughts. But then, being, you know, he's got dementia, but he's this hitman that's been doing this for years. And you're watching this movie, not thinking like this, and the cop walks in and says, this is not a murder-suicide, this is not a they shot each other at the same time. And the other cop says, how do you know? It's like, who turned off the water?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I know. It's like, oh. Like, thank God for good cops and detectives.
This is the dementia killer.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's...
Kills the victims, too.
You might like it. I mean, it was an interesting tale of a guy who's killing bad people only, but... He's getting dementia and forgetting who the bad people are, so it's kind of this wild thing.
Oh, we got a text from Big Brown that says, you had me hooked when you said 14-year-old in the shower.
Oh, Lord. It was a girl, though. Right. We'll take a break. We will come back. More Rise Guys with headlines right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.